Tragically, Ebola is not the only killer stalking Nigeria. The militant group Boko Haram is also wreaking havoc there. The U.S. has offered to help the Nigerian government fight the group, but the battle against the Islamist militants is complicated, involving other shadowy groups within Nigeria. And some of them may be even worse than Boko Haram. Our partners at Frontline have a new documentary on all of this. It's called Hunting Boko Haram. Evan Williams reported and produced the documentary.
Well, about a year ago, we started hearing accounts of a pro-government militia searching for Boko Haram members with members of the Nigerian military. Now, these militia members are just young boys, teenagers, who armed themselves with anything they could find, swords, bows and arrows, that sort of thing, and went out to try and find and identify Boko Haram members and hand them over to the military. What I started obtaining a year ago was video that they filmed themselves on their own mobile phones while they conducted these interrogations. And what they showed when we started translating them was all sorts of abuse, of torture, beatings, and then men disappearing in the hands of the military.
And how does one join a militia? You just decide me and my friends are going after Boko Haram?
It's a very good question, Aaron. That's exactly what you do. You just get together with a bunch of boys and you form a checkpoint and you start checking people in their cars. And if you think they're suspicious in any way, you pull them out, you tie them up, I mean literally hog tie them. And then often you beat them until they confess that they're members or they have some knowledge of Boko Haram.
This is a really tricky subject because we know here in America, Boko Haram, bad, very bad, the baddest. You can't get any worse just about than Boko Haram. So in some ways, you know, if people take the law into their own hands, it's a good thing.
Aaron, absolutely right. I mean, this is the context within which this is actually operating. You've got a military which is not from that area. They're afraid. Boko Haram is, as you say, one of the most extreme of the extremists in the world operating today. If they capture a policeman or soldier, they will probably behead them. The problem is, when the military and the militia conduct these security operations, what they call security sweeps, we have to know who are they actually collecting? On what basis are they arresting people? On what basis are they torturing confessions out of them? And most of the time, we're finding through our investigations that while they might have some success in the early days, they've created a machine which now seems to be self-fulfilling. These militia members are getting paid by the military and by the state government, so they need to keep finding enemies. We took a lot of effort to try and talk to militia members. We spoke to two in the film, and they described for me the basis upon which they're arresting people. It can be as simple as having a mark on your finger where they think you've been pulling your trigger too long, or you have a burn mark where the gun might have burnt your leg, or you might be looking too thin because you've been in the bush. I mean, all sorts of weird stuff is happening. And once they're handed over to the military, what we've discovered is these men stay in military detention and have been dying in hundreds while they've been detained by the army.
And as you say, this is a self-fulfilling thing in a couple different ways. And there's a woman in the film who says, you know, we're faced with a choice between the government and militia or Boko Haram. And in some cases, you know, the lesser of two evils for them is Boko Haram.
Quite right. I think the message there is that nobody really wants to sign up to Boko Haram as a village. They know they're brutal. They know they're extreme. They know they'll probably kill somebody or kill their family members. The problem is that they don't trust the army. If a village is given a choice between an uncontrolled militia coming in and taking your men or even killing them, and the local Boko Haram members who may protect you or defend you, then these people are faced with a very difficult choice. And of course, not only do they not trust the military, they're absolutely terrified of the Nigerian army.
Now, there was so much evidence in this documentary. I wanted to see you run up to the president's office or some official, go into their parliament and say, look what I have. How do you justify this? And that's a piece I don't get in the documentary.
Quite right. We had issues when we were in the country about the material we were collecting. Normally, that would be the first thing we would go and do is present it to the relevant authorities in both the military and the government. I contacted the military chief spokesman several times while I was there to try and get some sort of reaction to this. In the beginning, he said he would see me. And when it came to the actual event of us going to see him, he refused to answer my calls or my emails. I don't know why, but that's what happened. We've also been in touch with the Nigerian embassy here in Washington and given them a full outline of the allegations we make with no response at all.
But surely with all these videos you have, that someone has to answer for that.
I would think so too. And I think that's what people that we speak to in the country, that's what they would like to see. They would like to see some process of accountability so that what they see as impunity would end. So that if soldiers go off the rails, which happens in every military, at least there's a process. But what happens is these people have nowhere to go. They're not listened to by the army or the government. Their men disappear and they've got nowhere to go to actually get some sort of investigation.
Now, we consumers of media, we want good guys and bad guys, right? And as of late, we want America to go in and with the good guys and fight the bad guys. This really shows what a mess this whole thing is, right? Who do we support? How do we stop Boko Haram?
Absolutely right. And the State Department has told me that they would like to be more engaged. In fact, a former ambassador tells us in the film that the US would like to be much more engaged with Nigeria in combating Boko Haram. We know what happens if an Islamist insurgency is allowed to grab and hold territory. The problem would be engaging in a military that has no accountability in its human rights activity. And I think the only thing that could happen is if the US got involved more deeply, that they were very strict about holding the forces to some sort of account to make sure this didn't happen. For one main reason, it's undermining the support of the people for the military and the government. It's driving people towards Boko Haram.
Evan Williams is the reporter and producer of the new Frontline documentary, Hunting Boko Haram. It airs tonight on local PBS stations. Evan, thanks for your reporting.
Thanks so much.
You can watch the full Frontline documentary online before it airs tonight. That's at PRI.org.